at the beginning when my children initially went into care, because my daughter was at a very young age, it was automatically suggested, you know, adoption was put on the table, you know, basically. It was a while before I even found out that they had been talking about adoption. Once I found out, I just felt like my heart had been ripped out of my chest, and I had to fight to make sure that that didn't happen, to make sure that, you know, once it's been proposed that your child is going to be put up for adoption, you know, you have to do everything in your power to prove to social services and to the courts that it's within, you know, that child's best interest, that you are still a part of, you know, a part of their life. It's not only that, they were taking her away from her brother as well. Do you know what I mean? That was the only family, really. You know, the only thing that gave me a bit of comfort, really, was that the two of them were together and they had been placed together in a foster family. Now, I was lucky enough that a lot of people agreed with me. Even the foster parents stood up and fought it too. They were like, you can't take this wee girl away from her brother. You know, all the services that were involved had said, look, I was a fit mother. You know, it wasn't like my child was being neglected or abused or anything like that. And I know there is plenty of cases out there where that happens and it is in the child's best interest to be adopted. But I think fast tracking, you know, the system, it's going to make it that women that are in the same situation that I was in aren't going to have that time to fight to prove that, you know, that child shouldn't be adopted.
You lost your kids. They were taken into care because essentially you were in an abusive relationship where you were being beaten up by your partner, and it was deemed better taking the children out of that environment. Pretty specific case, wasn't it?
I'm not the only person out there, you know, like that, and there is going to be more cases like that. And I think instead of looking at the speeding up an adoption process, David Cameron needs to start looking at what he can do with the way the service is at the moment, the way the system is run at the moment, what he can be doing to, you know, help get kids back to, you know, that are in the care system, to get them returned to parents that are, you know, that are fit to look after their kids. You know, especially in cases like my own where the court has, you know, the court has said that providing that my ex-partner, you know, stayed out of the scene, there was no reason why my kids couldn't come home.
You came very close then to losing your daughter.
I came very close to losing my daughter, and I was just, it's heartbreaking, like. And I think if the process had have been speeded up back then, I wouldn't have had that time to, you know, change social services minds. My daughter would have been adopted, and, you know, that's it. I wouldn't have seen her again.